I thought it would be interesting to play a small snippet or two, and this one is from the Digital Skills Committee today, from Committee Room 2, where the Public Affairs Manager from the company TalkTalk, Mr. Ian Wood, was talking about one of the projects that they've run for TalkTalk.
It's part of our offer that I talked about earlier when we designed specifically for customers. It's absolutely fantastic, not just in terms of the software that it simplifies, but even little things that you wouldn't think about. The angle on the tablet, for instance, is slightly different because elderly people have longer fingernails and typically bounce off a tablet. So the thought that's gone into it in terms of designing it and making it accessible is fantastic. And the gender point, I think, is really significant. I go to a lot of technology policy events, and I've got to say it's brilliant that I'm on a otherwise all-female panel today, because often there are more iPads in the room than there are women. It is shameful. And one of the things that I think we have to do is really respond to the specific concerns that we heard, particularly in those focus groups. And that is a lot around online safety. A lot of people told us they didn't know how to keep their family safe and they were worried about the risks. So that's about industry coming forward with filtering products like TalkTalk, and to be fair to the providers, they've done. And speaking specifically to those concerns and not presuming that it's a one-size-fits-all solution, and what motivated the early adopters to get online will be the same thing that motivated the kind of harder-to-reach people to get online.
We will come back to all of you.
So that's a short, brief bite. Don't know if that was interesting at all. You managed to get the TalkTalk package in there. Well done, Mr. Ian Wood. But he was also tipping his hat to the way in which elderly people have been supported, not just by the TalkTalk project that you mentioned, but also he was referring to Mary Payne, who supported that the elderly project You Can Do It. Mary Payne's actually the CEO at the UN You Can Do It. And next up we have, up in the Digitals Committee room, the Code Club, co-founder, Claire Sutcliffe, and she's been asked the question more about how she and how Code Club actually gets to the companies in order to engage the companies and get them to be a part of the Code Club.
A huge proportion, and I massively agree with you. I think that it's a combination of efforts. I don't think one particular group is going to fix this problem. So 55% of our volunteers are from within industry. I actually think it's interesting that the other 45% are teachers, but I'll come back to that later. So 55% are from within industry, and we like to go to companies that are technology focused, recognise that what we're doing is trying to help their industry in the future, and they in return encourage their staff to volunteer for us. It's better when it comes from the top down, because staff members feel supported in their volunteering. They don't have to try and bargain for it. And the more that employers can give flexible working hours to volunteer, and even better, actual free time to go and do that as part of their CSR policies, the easier it is for us to train them to be volunteers. They're the things that get in our way when it comes to approaching a company and taking away volunteers. So we went to see Morgan Stanley, who are kind of a poster child for this, really, because we went to see them. They had all those things in place that I just spoke about, and we came away with 60 volunteers, which is pretty good going. Yeah. So that's what we try and replicate around the country.
And that's it, really. I wanted to quickly just mention that the other two people in the room for that session, other than Claire Sutcliffe, co-founder of Code Club, and Ian Wood, the public affairs manager from TalkTalk, was, there was only seems to be one other person listed, which is Mary Payne, the CEO of You Can Do It. And it was quite an interesting little get-together and chat. That was officially the Digital Skills Committee meeting up. And in a way, I'm sorry to say that it was a pleasant viewing, and it was a little chat. There was nothing really that I could pick apart that was of real substance, or that anyone in particular gave a strong opinion and decided to move forward. There was one thing that might have been said that I found interesting, which was that really in what was not said was the reflection of the way the government services and benefits and everything basically that the government does has now been translated to being online. And that what was actually said, I believe to be Mary Payne, said that it would be great if it would be treated, or the internet, this particular service as a provider would be seen as a utility, in which the suggestion would be it's a necessity to have in order to have the means to live and communicate and have economic well-being within the UK from all walks of life. And I think that was particularly resonant for me and quite interesting. And again, other than that, it was a pleasant chat, and I can't say there was anything particular that I thought was marvellous, other than a nice introduction to some people. If you want to listen to it, then please do. What I will do is I will type the link at the bottom of this audio boom bite of information, and then you can click on the link to view back the session from there. And thank you for listening.